Chapter 24. Dr. Jacques Gassman's cottage stood at the end of a long, narrow, potholed road that cut through the banks of gorse and broom that smothered the moor between Caelo and the sea. Its freshly whitewashed walls contrasted sharply against the crisp, clean blue of the ocean beyond. The shadows of clouds passed across the moor like riderless horses, and Enzo saw smoke whipped away from Gassman's chimney top by the stiff sea breeze. As he parked at the side of the house and stepped out into the freshening southwesterly, he smelled the wood smoke. The bitter, sweet smell of oak, not dissimilar to the smell of the peat they burned in the Scottish northwest. He went around to the front garden, pushing open a rickety green gate, and knocked on the door. There was no response. He knocked again and saw the doctor's Range Rover parked in the shelter of a lean-to on the far side of the house. So the old boy was at home. He tried the door handle and found that the door was not locked. He pushed it open and leaned in to a gloomy living room with a staircase at the far side. Several doors led off from it. The only one that was open revealed a tiny kitchen, sunlight streaming into it from a south-facing window.
"Hello?"
His voice sounded dully in the silence of the house. He heard the tick of a clock, saw oak embers glowing in the cheminée, smelled wet dog hair, and from the kitchen something simmering on the cooker. Soup or a stew.
"Hello?"
Still nothing. He pulled the door closed and walked back up the path to the gate. The tiny patch of lawn was bald in places, overgrown in others, flower beds choked with weeds. He supposed that when you were in your 90s, caring for your garden slipped down the list of priorities. Then, in the distance, his eye was caught by a flash of red scarf, and the sound of a dog barking carried on the wind. He saw the familiar blue-peaked hat of the old doctor just above the line of the thicket, and realized he must be out walking his dog. Enzo set off along the still-frozen mud track to greet him. They met a few hundred meters from the house.
"How are you, Monsieur MacLeod?"
Gassman grinned to show off his two white, two even dentures, and grasped Enzo's hand firmly in his. His golden Labrador was old, too, and walked stiffly like his master. He looked up at Enzo with sad, world-weary eyes and sat down to wait patiently until the two men would finish talking.
"What on earth have you done to your face?"
Enzo's hand went instinctively to the bruising below his eye.
"A nasty fall."
Gassman regarded him thoughtfully for some moments.
"It's a fine morning."
"It is.
Old Oscar likes nothing better than to take me out for a walk on a morning like this."
He ruffled the dog's head.
"That right, boy?"
He grinned.
"It's thanks to Oscar I'm still alive."
"Oh, how's that?"
"The walking, Monsieur MacLeod. Out every day in all weathers, 4-5 kilometers sometimes. I would prescribe it to anyone with a dodgy heart or ambitions for longevity."
He grinned.
"That and the odd glass of whiskey."
They turned and started walking, by unspoken consensus, back toward the house. The two men and the dog.